Ripe for the Picking by Annie Hawes.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
Chapter 1. A rickety three-legged stepladder, the homemade kind you use for pruning olive trees, stands in the middle of my kitchen. From out here under the grapevines, all I can see of the ongoing operation is a pair of stout boots perched high on its creaking rungs. Above the boots, a pair of wrinkled corduroy trousers fading off into the shadow of the beams above. The sound effects are pretty impressive, though. A series of knowledgeable huffings, puffings, proddings, and scrapings, a sudden outbreak of loud buzzing, a heartfelt call upon the Madonna from somewhere in the region of the grizzled moustache on high. A great shower of powdery sawdust falls to the worn terracotta tiles below. Can there be a whole nest of bees up there? The suspense is too much to bear. I nip across the terrace and stick my head through the door. How's it looking? Oh, mutters Franco, the expert in tones of deepest pessimism. Porca miseria, he adds dramatically, as a hail of splintery fragments rains down upon my head, accompanied by another burst of wild buzzing. I wipe the sawdust from my eyes and return chastened to the pleasant shade of the vines, where my neighbour Anna is waiting with me to hear Franco's verdict. She is wrapped in her usual voluminous apron, and naturally she is not just sitting about doing nothing as she waits. No native of the village of Diano San Pietro would sink so low. She has already made a quick tour of the olive trees nearest the house, checking for any sucker shoots I may have missed, and...